Welcome to Frickity Frack, We Do Talk Back. Thank you for joining me in this episode. My name is Patrick, and I'm Frack. Frickity Frack, We Do Talk Back is a show where I discuss different aspects of fandom and how they relate to the gospel. I'll be going through an episode of Demon Slayer and connect it to teachings from the Bible. I'll go through the show one episode at a time, and I hope you enjoy the journey together as I am only experiencing Demon Slayer one episode at a time. I'm not skipping ahead. I'm avoiding spoilers as much as possible on the internet. And so I hope you enjoy this journey. So the name of the show comes from my dad, who dubbed my brother and me Frick and Frack since we were kids. So this episode that we are covering is Final Selection. And so we learn a little bit more about demons in this world. And so we get kind of a cool taste of what they're like, what they're doing, like, you know, how they gain in power, you know, those kind of things. And so so this is, you know, starts with, you know, Tanjiro having split the boulder, and we get to see how his training pays off with and what total concentration breathing will look like in actual full combat. And so it's absolutely gorgeous, and it's just really interesting. The animation is fantastic. And so he has some great water breathing moves, and this is the animation that I've been waiting to see. Now, as I've shared, one of the things that got me interested in Demon Slayer was different things like death battle and D&D builds, and Tanjiro was one of those characters, and I saw those animation clips of his water breathing style. And so I saw that clip, and so I was like, oh my gosh, the animation is even better for the episode than what I saw in those clips. So it's just really great. And so in this episode, one of the things that we discover a little bit more about Sabito and Makemo is that they are dead and former students of Rokodaki. Because that's the main villain and battle in this episode is with that demon who has killed 50 people, and 14 of them being former students of Rokodaki. And so we see Tanjiro's thought process and his strength in this fight. We see him use his combat moves and ultimately end up defeating the demon. And so it's just really great and well-paced. And so we got to see, before the final selection even starts, we do get a couple headshots of a couple of different characters that we hadn't seen before. And so, you know, knowing anime and manga and the way that works is if, because they did the group shot and didn't really pay attention to anyone, but then they did those headshots of a couple of different people. So my assumption is that they will come into play later, and they will probably either become a part of Tanjiro's party, or they'll be rivals, or you know, things like that, because that's just, you know, I know I've watched a lot of anime, I've read a lot of manga, and so I know how that kind of stuff works. And honestly, just in any form of literature, that if you get any kind of point of view of these different people, they're gonna obviously, that means that we need to pay attention to them. So I thoroughly enjoyed the episode. I liked seeing how, you know, the fact that the two demons that first attacked Tanjiro, they ended up fighting each other because they're hungry. They both wanted to eat Tanjiro. And so then we also see what it's like for some of the other people who are training to be demon slayers. And so there's the one random guy who's like, I didn't sign up for this, and apparently thought it was supposed to be easy or something like that. Don't really know. But, you know, Tanjiro's combat was just really great. I really enjoyed watching that and seeing how it worked. But Tanjiro versus the hand demon leads into the biblical theme. And so the biblical theme is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. So this is what it says. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. So I chose this verse because when Tanjiro starts fighting the hand demon, Sabito in the spirit form is, you know, like talking to Tanjiro in the moment, encouraging him. But one of the big things that he recognizes is that because Tanjiro is getting upset, that his total concentration breathing is out of rhythm, that he's not in control. And so Tanjiro's full strength is he's not able to use it because he's so angry and his emotions are out of control. Now, don't get me wrong, Tanjiro being upset about this hand demon having killed Sabito and Makomo and then several other people, that makes sense to be upset about those things. But then eventually he remembers, he slows down, he does his breathing, and that helps him unleash his full potential and belief, and he's able to, you know, kill the hand demon. And so for me, this really connects to Christians and helps us remember what Christ did for us. And so for us as Christians, we can be ridiculed for our belief and practices, but we need to remember to act like Christ. Then also it reminds us that too, that we should not look down on other people as well. We are called to be just and to be caring and to not do evil for evil. Because one of the things that Jesus showed us is that he was being tortured, he was being abused, he was having threats against him, yet he did not turn back on his abusers and his oppressors and things like that. Instead, he would respond with questions of his own, or he would, you know, turn their tricks back on them. But not in an evil way, but to help them understand that it's like you're coming from the wrong point of view. And so this goes to another verse from Peter where it talks about you always have to be ready to defend your faith. And so with our faith and with our practices as Christians, vengeance is not for us to take. Now, granted, Tanjiro avenged the people that the hand demon had killed. Because once again, this is a shonen anime. It's about fighting and among other things, but it's exciting. But for us as Christians, we are to entrust ourselves to the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, in all that we do. And so remember, the Lord said that vengeance will be his. It's not ours for ours to take. And so when we think of all of these different things that have been done wrong to us or to other Christians or even non-Christians, the oppressions that those people face, that we are called to stand against any form of oppression or injustice. And so, but we also have to remember that we are not called to avenge. We are called to love and grant mercy and grace, because vengeance is not ours to take. So I want to encourage you in that the way we interact with others online is not to be nasty or mean or anything like that. We are called to uplift and guide and love each other. All right, so let me rate this episode. This episode was fantastic. The animation was top-notch. Acting, great. Honestly, there's nothing wrong with this episode. Everything was done right. Everything was enjoyable. And we got a little bit taste of the bigger world, and I look forward to doing more. And I mean, it drew me in. It's like I couldn't wait to watch the next episode. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. So this episode, perfect 5. It was great. This is a great episode. Watch this episode. It is fantastic. All right. So anyone with questions for me about the biblical lessons that I talked about in this episode or other discussion ranging from anime, comics, or anything in general, feel free to email me at frickityfracktalkback@gmail.com or reach out to me on Twitter at frickityf or at frickityfrack on Instagram and Facebook. So please rate, review, and subscribe. I remember that I love you. Most importantly, God loves you, and don't ever give up.